I'm sitting in with Coach Brad Cox. He is the Bramer boys basketball coach. Had a game tonight against Polo. Victory 63-33. Overall record 15-4. Conference record 4-1. And good evening, Coach Cox.
Good evening.
How are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty well. Boys played pretty well tonight, so it kind of makes for a good Friday night.
Yeah, I think I sense a smile on your face as you're speaking to me. Do you have a smile on your face, Coach?
Yeah, a little bit of one. I thought we played pretty well in the offensive and defensive ends this evening.
All right. You want to talk about, I don't know if you have your stats in front of you, do you?
Yeah, I've got them in front of me here. We were led tonight with Logan Odell with 19 points, and Dylan All had 10. Jordan Miller had 10 also. I think, boys, we came out and played really well this evening. Outscored Polo 19-0 in the first quarter and kind of set the tone for the game. And just kind of top to bottom, we played pretty well.
All right. Now, Coach, I do have to ask you, before we go any further, districts are coming up in a couple of weeks. How do you feel about it?
We're in a real tough district, probably one of the tougher districts in the state, I think. Wellington Napoleon's in there with Hardin Central and us, and then you also have Southwest of Ludlow and Oric in there. And I think it makes for a real tough district from the probably top three or four teams. So in instances where you might consider yourself a one seed, you might find yourself down around the three or three a little lower in this district. So I think it would be a pretty tough district for everyone.
All right. Had to touch on that before I forgot. Now, I do want to ask you, what does next week's schedule look like?
Next week we have a makeup game with Oric Monday night. Then we play Tuesday against King City, and then again Friday against Princeton. So we got a busy week next week. I hope the weather holds out so we can get all the games in and get some practices in, because, like I said, districts are just around the corner.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Good practice for you. How about the health of your team? I always like to ask. I always like to touch on this. Coaches kind of cringe when I say it, but how is the health of your team right now?
We've been pretty lucky this year. We haven't been hit real hard by any flu or sickness. Injuries haven't bothered us yet. We hope to stay away from them, but we've been pretty lucky on the health end of things. So we've been running about full strength the entire year.
Now, Coach, you said you had that makeup game to do. Have you missed any more games this week? Just the one?
We missed a week a game with Gallatin. We were supposed to play Polo last night, but we rescheduled them for tonight. We were supposed to play Gallatin, sometime last week maybe, and we missed that game. It's been rescheduled for the following Monday. So our schedule's kind of getting loaded up, so we can't really afford to miss too many more games.
So are you traveling for next week for these games coming up?
We're going to be home Monday and Tuesday, and then we're going to travel Princeton Friday night.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add tonight, Coach?
I just want to say I think the boys play pretty good defensive effort. We have a couple starters that probably don't get as much stats out there, like Kyle Kelly and Wade Phillips. Like Kyle Kelly ended the night with 2 points, but he had 9 rebounds. Does a lot for us on the defensive end, kind of starts our fast break for us. So he's kind of one of those guys that kind of looks over along with Wade Phillips that maybe aren't showing up in the stat sheet, but they do a lot for us. So I just kind of want to talk about them a little bit, give them a little air time that they usually don't receive.
Absolutely. Anything else?
I think that'll be it all. Appreciate you guys' coverage.
All right. Coach Brad Cox, Bramer boys basketball coach, game against Polo tonight. Victory was his and his team's 63-33. Again, overall record 15-4, conference record 4-1. He and his team, part of KMZU's fifth quarter show. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.